I'm Skylar Nichols, filling in for Scott Allison for Real Estate and You. And today we are going to be talking about some home loans, bond programs. I have Valerie Priest here with me. And so we're going to go over some of those questions that you guys have about getting approved for home loans. I'm joined here with Valerie. Valerie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, so let's go over some of the things we're going to talk about. I know that you get a ton of questions, a ton, because this is what everybody wants to know whenever they're buying their first home. Of course, the finances have to be in place. So tell us a little bit about some of the stuff that we're going to go over.
So I thought we would go over maybe pre-qualifying. If you've got credit problems, what can we do to help you? What's the minimum credit scores we can deal with? And how do we get you where we need to be? And maybe some first-time home buyer programs also.
Okay, the pre-qualifying, you know, as a real estate agent, we always send them to you first. Go get pre-qualified so we know what kind of price range we're working with. And kind of talk about some of that process, because I know if you're new to the process, people don't understand it and it's kind of scary. They think that they're going to have to go through a huge, long process to just get pre-qualified.
And it's not that bad. It really isn't. We can do it in about 10 to 15 minutes. You can do it on the phone with me, or you can come in, whatever your comfort level is. Some people are more comfortable sitting in their home doing it. Some people are more comfortable actually coming in and seeing me eye to eye. I can do it either direction. You just need to know name, social security number, birthdays, what you make, and then I'll know what your debts are because I'm going to run a credit check on you. So it's really not as complicated as it seems. We don't take blood. We don't do anything drastic. And also, if you don't qualify, it's not the end of the world. We'll tell you what to do to get you to qualify. So you're not wasting my time. You're not wasting your time. You're not wasting anybody's time by trying to get pre-approved.
And that part, I remember, you know, we've talked about this before. I mean, y'all really do work with them. Y'all keep a file. Y'all work with them that if they're not pre-qualified, you can keep them on track to become qualified.
Yes, we can. We have, and I'm trying to start a new system with that. But I'm right now working with about 100 families on their credit to get their credit where it needs to be. It may be that their credit's in the 400s, or maybe that their credit's in the 500s, or maybe that their credit is just a little below what it needs to be to get them where they need to be. But we always tell people, when you come in my office or when we talk, that is the worst your credit's ever going to be. Think of it that way. Yeah. Is it's only going to go up from there? I will not embarrass you. I won't make you feel bad. In fact, I'm nearly just the opposite. You'll nearly feel good about having a low credit score after you leave my office. We will get you all excited. But we do not mind. We do not charge either. So a lot of people do not realize that. It's not costing you anything to figure out what we need to do.
Right.
You know?
And then time-wise, it doesn't even take that long. So.
Oh, no. 10, 15 minutes is all it takes. And as far as time-wise, if you've got credit, I always say credit challenged people. If you've got problems, it really depends. I had someone in my office last week, they had a 550, but I really think within a month, they're going to get to where they need to be because it was very easy things to go do. Vicky that works with me does it through the simulator. We see what you need to do. Now, I don't do the credit fix companies, okay? Mm-hmm. Some people do, but don't have anything against that. But my thing is if you've got credit problems, you probably don't have the money to be paying monthly for a credit company to be helping you.
Right.
So I would rather you got into it, I'll help you get out of it kind of a deal. Now that's just the way that we do it. It's time consuming, but when you get finished, you will feel so good. I mean, it will be. And people, I had somebody in the 400s, took him a year. He was gotten his house. So, I mean, if you're committed, I'm committed, we can make it work.
Perfect. And then also let's talk about some of the bond programs. And some of the stuff available for first-time home buyers.
We've got several bond programs. People always call me, and I don't know if maybe they advertise, but Seth program, people will ask me about that. So you got the Seth program, you've got the T-Shack program. There's several programs that are available. Some of them you have to be first-time home buyers. Some of them you don't have to be first-time home buyers. All of them are income limit. You can't make over a certain limit, and that depends on how many people are in the family and all that kind of stuff. The biggest thing about the bond programs, you have to have a 640 credit score. Okay, I cannot do it with less than a 640. There are some out there, they are just tough, and I don't want to get you into that. So if you got a 620, we just got to work a little bit before you get to the 640. But there are several programs. Also on the bond programs, do realize that's a higher interest rate. So what I always say is you're going to go on a grant program if you have no other choice but to go on a grant program. If you've got the ability to put your 3.5% down, If you're a veteran and you can get in for nothing, or if you've got the ability to get a gift for your down payment, we're going to send you a different direction just because it's going to be cheaper for you.
Right. And then for people that don't know, with the bond program, they do grant you that down payment.
Correct. Right. Correct. There is one program that they actually loan you the money instead of grant you the money. Okay? And it's basically 4-year down payment. I always say just plan on 4%. So if you put 3.5% down, you're going to have a 0.5% left over that you can help out a little bit with the closing costs. But that's it. Okay? The rest of it, you're going to have to, if you don't have the money, you'll have to ask the seller to pay the additional closing cost.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, and we've been in that situation and it does happen. Just depends
all the
on,
time. Yeah. All the time. Yeah. You just can't usually negotiate a price and cost. I have people, and again, our real estate market, you have to remember, is good. Mm-hmm. So for all those people out there that have never purchased a home, when you watch the programs on TV where that people have a $100,000 house and then get it for $70,000, in San Angelo, you don't see that happen.
No.
People, you price them right.
Yep.
We sell, they're sold right.
Exactly.
So very little negotiation if you're trying to get them to pay $5,000 in closing cost. Mm-hmm. So just kind of depends.
Yep.